At the major league level, baseball has some of the most interesting, deepest and longest-running team-on-team rivalries in the sporting world. The Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees have hated each other's guts since Sox owner Harry Frazee sold Babe Ruth to the Bronx Bombers for $100,000 in 1918. A fun side note to this story is Frazee is said to have used the money he made in the deal to finance a Broadway musical. This has little to no bearing on the rivalry itself, I'd just like to bring it up. The San Francisco Giants and Los Angeles Dodgers have a long-running feud that dates back to the late 19th century when both of the teams were based in New York City. The two teams were actually only allowed to relocate to California in 1957, if they moved together. And one more example, just off the top of my head, completely at random. The Chicago Cubs and St. Louis Cardinals hate each other because the Cubs are perfect, pure and good while the Cardinals are dastardly and possess the hearts of villains. See? Rivalries are fun. They're good for the game. They give you something to look forward to, create fun stories and really get your heart pumping, as a fan. In my opinion, it's time the Vancouver Canadiens have an official most hated rival, and today I would like to use my column space to pitch the Eugene Emeralds for the position. Here are just a few reasons, and by just a few, I mean the entire list, of why I think the science supports this vision. 1. They beat us in the finals last year. They were crowned the champions of the Northwest League for 2022. The wound is still very fresh. And they didn't just beat us. They swept us. If that doesn't make you angry, then congratulations on your superb emotional control. 2. They've won the championship 2 years in a row now. Back to back. They're looking to establish themselves as the most feared team in the league, and someone needs to stop them before it's too late. 3. They've won the championship 8 times. 8. That's the most among all the teams in the league. Sure, they're tied with Spokane and the now-defunct Yakima Bears, but that's not the point. I know. You can't just will a rivalry into existence with an article and a short list. They are forged organically on the field and in the stands, over many games and many years. And, I know, with only 6 teams in total playing in the league, it's easy for absolutely everybody to become your greatest and most hated rival. But still, when the Eugene Emeralds roll into town on April 25th, I'm going to have a little extra venom in my heart. Do you agree or disagree with my selection of the Emeralds? Do you know of another historic baseball rivalry I didn't mention? Come let me know. As always, you can find me at the Nat.